Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Happens to be a Thanksgiving edition. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving day. TK Angus reminds you to eat beef for Christmas, though. December 16th, east of Allentine, is going to be the 41st annual TK Angus Bull and Female Production Sale. You can find all the details at tkangus.com, and you can bid online at DV Auction. Again, sale time starts at 11:30, December 16th, TK Angus.
Ages ago, cattlemen had limited resources, like guessing market trends or relying on hearsay. That was inconvenient, yet the only option. Then came the big publications offering news, but with hefty subscription prices. But now there's Tri-State Livestock News. Get the latest on livestock, grains, rodeos, and more right here with Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com.
Well, it's Thanksgiving Day, Kim. What do you have to share concerning this big holiday?
I'm going to talk about pumpkin pie and 12 reasons to be thankful you burned the turkey.
Oh, well, then we can eat beef.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you got? Go
that
ahead.
That would be 13 reasons.
That would be the 13th reason on the list. Add that in there.
Okay. So no Thanksgiving dinner is complete without pumpkin pie. Here's an easy recipe for this delicious traditional dessert. Using a dangerous knife, cut the top off a large pumpkin. Inside, you will find a mess of stringy, stanky, slimy pumpkin innards. Scoop these out and discard them. Now, discard the rest of the pumpkin, because the simple truth, obvious to anyone with half a brain, is that no part of that pumpkin looks, smells, or tastes anything like so-called pumpkin pie. This is why nobody actually makes pumpkin pie. Everybody buys it at the supermarket. The question is, what does the supermarket put in there? The Food and Drug Administration is investigating this.
I have a pie-related story.
Okay, let's go.
I don't know where the source of this one came from, but it said that actually apple pie is the pie of choice for Thanksgiving. I've always thought it was pumpkin.
You know, you do think pumpkin, but I think honestly more people do prefer apple.
Well, it says even though pumpkin pie is prevalent at this time of the year, apple pie is the favorite.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And I know many people were watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade today. It's kind of an annual tradition for some. Some people line the parade route in New York City, or at least they tune in to watch the parade on television. It originated in 1924. So this would be the 100th anniversary of the Thanksgiving Macy's Day Parade. And actually, the famed balloons, you know, that's
the
big thing.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the characters.
They didn't come along until like 3 years later in 1927.
Oh.
A little interesting Thanksgiving fact.
And no kidding.
4,500 calories is what you're expected to consume today.
Oh, yeah. You have to bring that up from the earlier show, don't you? Okay. Well, I'm not counting. I don't know about everybody else. 12 reasons to be thankful you burned the turkey. Let's start with number one. Salmonella won't be a concern. Amen to that one. Everyone will think your turkey is a Cajun blackened. Uninvited guests will think twice next year.
True.
That's an interesting theory. Your cheese broccoli lima bean casserole will gain newfound appreciation.
No, I don't think so.
Pets won't bother to pester you for crops. No one will overeat. That goes back to that calorie thing. See, I figured out a way over that.
Keep it down to like 4,000 calories.
There you go. The smoke alarm was due for a test. And carving the bird will provide a good cardiovascular workout. The number nine reason to be thankful you burned the turkey, you'll get to the desserts even quicker. And the top reason, after dinner, the guys can take the bird to the yard and play football with it. I don't know where that came from, but it's very cute.
Here's something for Thanksgiving by Maureen Shirk called Remind Us. On this Thanksgiving Day, we've so much to thank you for rivers, mountains, fields of green that stretch from shore to shore. We've come from every nation, this land, to freely roam. But no matter where we are today, our hearts return to home. Help us not to get so busy we forget all that we hold dear. Remind us to be thankful every day throughout the year. Remind us each day is a blessing from your storehouse up above. But more than this, remind our hearts you've blessed us with your love. That'd be a good Thanksgiving prayer before the meal or something.
Yes, so, very good.
From Maureen Shirk.
There you go. Thank you so much for listening, and we do so sincerely wish you a very blessed Thanksgiving Day. And thank you for joining The Good Stuff.